Soku izika disenda baku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalamukela uhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olomukela ngenjabulo kustudio 7, ngolwesihlanu mhlaka 5 kuNtulikazi 2024 ngoGibbs Dube. Endabeni zethu namhlanje.
Kaphume shemu yehluleke.
Ah, sizoduke kakhulu shemu izinto azihambi kahle. Usebenza yikho ngehlezi kuphela.
Abanye abantu bathakazelela umbiko kaMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa othi usefuna ukusuka esikhundleni.
Hayi mina ndimdala kangachisi, amfuna uMnangagwa until 2030 lokho khona.
Kodwa abaphikisayo bathi akuqedakali ukufiswa uMnangagwa. Abaphathi bezikolo bahlutshwa ngabantwana abathatha izidakamizwa santando. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Kulabantu abathakazelela ukuba uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa usefisa ukusuka esikhundleni, kube labanye njalo abathandabuza ukwenza kwakhe besithi kulakho ukuphela ehofisini. Kubika uEza Jesus Banda.
Abaningi babambe umlomo ngaphansi besizwa amazwi kaMnangagwa izolo esithi usefuna ukusuka esikhundleni. Osakhulayo intombazane uNonhlanhla uthi kahambe.
Kaphume shemu yehluleke.
Hayi, sizoduke kakhulu shemu, izinto azihambi kahle. Usebenza yikho ngehlezi kuphela.
Nakusasa nje ngavuka ejile kuhambe.
Osanda uqeda izifundo zakhe ekolitini le-National University of Science and Technology, uSambulo Moyo uthi uMongameli sokumele aphumule njengalokhu akuthembise uZulu.
Lokhu ngiqedile ukubhala vela kula msebenzi akulana amdala kaphumule. Ezame kube labanye abazamayo sithole lathi imsebenzi, nika abanye i-chance, hayi. Sina sifuna imsebenzi sihlezi, hayi amdala kaphumule umdala, iminyaka sihambile.
Kodwa uNkosazana Alicia Nkomo, ilunga lebandla le-ZANU-PF, uthi uMnangagwa akumelanga achiye umsebenzi.
Hayi mina ndimdala kangachisi, amfuna uMnangagwa until 2030 lokho khona.
Ukhulu Edward Dube uthi kalaqiniso ngamazwi kaMnangagwa kodwa ufisa ehle esihlalweni.
Silaqiniso ngokuthi sesajayela ukuthi izinto ziyakhulunywa sikhangele ukuthi ziza kwenzakala ngohlobo olunje, but igcine zingasenzakali ngalolo hlobo. Ifingayi kuyukuthi liqiniso, hayi kaphumule kade kwezama.
Umnumzana Mbonisi Khumbo, ilunga leMthwakazi Republic Party, uthi kukhona ufuqa uMnangagwa ukuthi esuke esikhundleni.
Inkulumo lezi ezenzakalayo lokubotshwana kwabantu, lama threats esiwabonayo esenziwa ngabe army, esenziwa ngamasosha and so on, izinto besizibona ngo-2016 lango-2017 before iqhuba.
Enye inkokheli yebandla leZaphu uMnumzana Mathu Bhubesi Sibanda uthi kulethemba lokuthi uzakwenza akukhulumileyo.
Engabe qinisile maye ngabe setshintsha ingqondo layo sekubona ukuthi ngoba abantu bayakomplaina, bayasola even abebandla lakhe ukuthi kade ngedlula kanjani into ebekwe phansi ku-constitution isivumelane.
Umnumzana Eric Gono webandla le-Citizen Coalition for Change uthi abantu bangamthembi uMnangagwa.
Ukuthemba uMnangagwa yikuzikhohlisa. Emalangeni amalutshwana adlulileyo simbonile layini samaminista ewatshayisa isilogani sona leso sokuthi 2030 plan yakhe yikubusa eze fele emsebenzini njengesipadela.
Isikhulumeli sikaZANU-PF koBulawayo uMnumzana Archibald Chiponda unanxa kubuhlungu ukuthi uMnangagwa uzachiya kodwa bayamukela izifiso zakhe.
Sometimes you have to respect an individual.
Isikhathi kumele sihloniphe isinqumo somuntu lanxa umuntu umthanda. Bengifisa kuqhubekele phambili ngebandla elikusayo leZANU-PF.
Umfundisi uRaymond Motsi uthi kukhona okwenza uMnangagwa wakhuluma inkulumo enjalo.
Kungani kulezi zathu ezithile ezenza ukuthi umuntu aze akhulume into enjengayena le izikile lento. Kutsho ukuthi kukhona mhlawumbe okubandezelayo okwenza ukuthi umuntu akhulume. Kungabe kuyinto ethabisa abanye abantu ukuthi balibale bengacabange ngakho kakhulu. Njengama citizens sifike esigabeni sokuthi khona sithini ngakho lokho sizayenzani ukuthi ayehle ithemu yakhe ngaphela.
Khuluma Uma esemtare Teachers College. Umnangagwa uthe ibandla lezanu PF lizakhetha umkhokhelo omutsha ozamela ma ku Congress njengenhlala yenza. Amaza akhe aza ngesikhathi abanye kuzanu PF besithi umnangagwa kumele eguqule isekelo sombuso welizwe ukuze simvumele ancintise njalo kukhetho lika 2028. Okuyinto ebikwa MC dala ukufuthelana kubandla elibusayo. Ngimele Studio 7 ngobulawayo igama lamu yeze Jesus Banda.
Kudaba olufanayo umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uthi kumele kumise ukusetshenziswa kwedola lemelika kusetshenziswe iZimbabwe gold kumbe izig kuphela eminyakeni emine ezayo ngoba elemelika lizonda eleZimbabwe. Ukuze sihlaziye udaba lolu sixoxele umnumzana Rejoyce Ngwenya, ingcwethi kwezomnotho okunhlanganiso yeCommon Market for Liberal Solutions.
Ukusebenza kwe-US dollar kawuhambelani lobungani bamazwe. Kuhambelana lenkinga eyokuthi imali yethu eyalapha eZimbabwe kayilasisindo kayisebenzi. Ngakho ke xa umongameli esithi yena sezinike isikhathi sokuthi idola le-America lilahlwe, ye yisikhathi esihle iperiod yakhona, kodwa kakuhambelane le-productivity ukusetshenzwa lokulungiswa kwezimpahla eZimbabwe uhambelane lokuthi kwethembeka ukwethembeka kwemali yeZimbabwe iconfidence ecurrency lokuthi kuguqulwe imithetho eqondane lebank enkulu ireserve bank ama-regulations akhona independence yakhona lokhu kuthathu akuncedi lutho singazi siphethe iminyaka elishumi imali yethu yabe ngelokhu ingasebenzi.
Ye kodwa ukwelazani kuyini okumenza ukuthi akhulume kanje kuyini sibilokwani kuyampehla la
hayi phela njengomongameli phela uzazuza nje into zokuthi akhulukhulume nxa ekhulume kungahambelani lo mumo womnotho weZimbabwe ngiyabe ngazi ukuthi usakukhuluma kodwa sinanzelela ukuthi insuku lezi ezedluleyo kube ngathi ukhulumeusezama ukukhuluma ngokwaphambili ngizasuka nxa ithema yami siphelile imali izabe siphelile sokukhulunywa lapha njengomuntu okhanya sivalelisa yikho ukubona kwami.
Eh kodwa lokho ngazani kunjengendlozi esehlathini lapha elingasabona ukuthi liya ngapi.
Alokhu phela vele injalo phela ezano PF ngoba into zabo zonke akasila program. Kodwa nje uma ngichile nje ukuthi ucakathekile ukuthi nxa umuntu khuluma ngokomlodo welizwe into ye productivity le yemali umongameli yena welizwe ufanele akhulume ngakho ngoba ikho kutshengisayo ukuthi uyazwisisa ngomumo womnotho. Mina amphucane lakho vele mina ngumuntu othanda ukusebenzisa imali yekhaya yomdeni.
Umnumzana Rejoyce Ngwenya ingcwethi kwezomnotho okunhlanganiso yeCommon Market for Liberal Solutions wexoxa le Studio 7 eseHarare.
The Voice of America.
Abaphathi bezikolo bathi bakhathazwa yikumemetheka kokuthathwa kwezidakamizwa ezikolo lokuya emacansini mahlayana kwabantwana okungenza impilo yabo ibe lukhuni. Lokhu kwethulwe emhlanganweni omkhulu eVictoria Falls ukuhlolisisa udaba lwezidakamizwa. Kubika uNokuthaba Dlamini.
Abaphathi bezikolo laba abakunhlanganiso ye-National Association of School Heads abayinkulungwane lamakhulu amane lengxenye 1425 abakahulumende labakhokhela inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo bagqibe namuhla umhlangano omkhulu wabo obekuxoxiswana ngengozi yezidakamizwa ezikolo. Evula lumhlangano izolo umnumzana Torerai Moyo ongumholi we-primary and secondary education uthe kulusizi okwenza
Ladies and gentlemen, we have to agree.
Manenelamanenekazi, kufuze ngalizi linye sivume ukuba izidakamizwa sizidiliza ilizwe. Umbuzo usekuthini? Lina lenzani ezigabeni elisuka yizo ukuvikela lokho?
Amazwe kamoyo elekelelwe njalo ngumnumzana Arthur Maphosa, umongameli we-NASH njalo engumphathisikolo we-Gwanda High School, othi ikusasa yentsha iyachabalala. Uthi wakulosizi kuba izidakamizwa lezi zithengiswa yibo futhi abazali.
Umntwana uyambona ukuthi uziphathele idrink yakhe, umphako wakhe, imazoo yakhe, kanti uyafica kulapha imazoo kulokunye lakho ekumumetheni.
UMaphosa uthi lokhu sokuhlasela sibi sabafundi abasezingeni eliphansi kubalela mfana nkazana kuxubene nje leminyaka. Omunye njalo odidekileyo ngalolu hlupho ngumphathisikolo weMosi owathunya high school kuleli dolobho umnumzana Roland Sibanda othi baxwayisene ngenyathelo elingathathwa ukuqondisa lolu gobo. USibanda uthi abanye lesikolo kabasahambi.
Umntwana esikolo nxa ungambona sethi abuse ama drugs sekumele umthintshe khonokho kumenza athathe ama drugs.
Omele isabelo semathebhelele North kwezemfundo, umnumzana Jabulani Mpofu, uthi ingqobe sisele kuye wonke obesemhlanganweni lo.
So when we go back home, bonke bayakwazi ukuthi isigebenga esilwa lazo sinjani. Kuba labo abazange baye-exam, kanti uzwini.
Abaphathi laba basele bebambe owangaphansi ngolwesithathu ngemva kokubika kukamnumzana Wilson Box wenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Civil Liberties and Drug Network ukuba intsha kuleli ithatha imbanje, utshwala, imithi yokukhwehlela, i-crystal meth kanye leskunk. Iningi libikwa lizidaka ngokuzihlaba ngamasirinji ejekiseni, inalithi, inkezo zokudlela, izitiki zemetshisi lokunye. Uphenyo lwakhe luveza njalo ukuba abanye ngabazi hlaba bezifaka igazi labanye ngokufuna ukubona nje ukuba kuyakwenzakalani. Kuvezwe njalo ukuba kulaba abafika phose ikhulu 93.2% ekhulwini ba emacansini, iningi labo alikhethi ukuba liganga lobani njalo kokunye kulembadalo. Ngalokhu umoyo uthi uhulumende usephume lohlelo lwe drug and substance abuse plan yomnyaka wonalo kusiyabamba u-2030. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngise Victoria Falls ngingunokuthaba Dlamini.
Ngokwamanje sike sikhangele ezivela okwamanye amazwe ngamaphitshane. Umnumzana K.S. Tama okwele Bhilitane owebandla lelebhabhadi usengumkhokhela omutsha wakulelo lizwe kulandela ukunqotshwa kwebandla le-conservative Pathi ukhetho oluqhutshwe izolo kulelo lizwe. Umongameli William Ruto wakwele Kenya usemilise inhlelo eziningi ukwenzela ukuthabisa abatsha abatshengisela emgwaqweni bekhala ngokuswela imisebenzi. Abatsha laba bafuna uRuto asuke esikhundleni. Weziphathelane lezemelika.
Umongameli weMelika umnumzana Joe Biden uthi wenza iphutha kungxoxompikiswano lomnumzana Donald Trump ngeviki edluleyo, kodwa uzaqhubeka ngokuncintisa kukhetho. Intatheli zindaba ye-VOA Scott Stearns ukhangela umumo womkhankaso wokhetho lukamongameli ngalesi sikhathi izizalwane zeMelika zinanza usuku lukazibuse. Umhla ka-4 Ntulikazi ngeminyaka yokhetho lukamongameli wejele kuba lusuku lokukhankasa abantu beveza ukuzinikela elizweni labo ngokuthwala uphawu lwesizwe. Kodwa lonyaka abazancintisana okulolu khetho abazange bakhankase kulandela ingxoxompikiswano yabo ngeviki edluleyo. Umongameli Joe Biden ezama ukutshengisa abasekeli bakhe ukuthi usalawo amandla, njalo Donald Trump engenzanga lutho olungenza abantu beme ukugxila ebunzimeni obuhlangane laphikisana layo kungxoxompikiswano. Ekhuluma lomsakazo we-Wisconsin radio station, uBiden uthe kaqhubanga kuhle kungxoxompikiswano yangolwesine olwedluleyo.
I had a bad night. And the fact of the matter is that, it was I screwed up. I made a mistake. But I learned from my...
Ngaba lobusuku obunzima. Iqiniso ngelokuthi ngenza iphutha. Kodwa ngafunda kubaba owayesithi ungawa kumele uvuke.
Umkhankaso kaBiden uzama ukuphathisa ozamela ibandla lamaDemocrats ukuthi avuke ngemibiko yamagavena ebandla leDemocratic Party eveza ukuthi bamalaye kugoqela owe-New York uKathy Hochul.
I'm here to tell you today, President Joe Biden is in it to win it. And all of us said we pledged our support to him because the stakes could not be higher.
Ngilapha ukuzolitshela namhla ukuthi uMongameli Joe Biden uzanqoba. Njalo sonke sizinikele ukumsekela ngoba okungalahleka kulolu khetho kuningi kakhulu.
Abasekeli baka Trump eCongress bakhupha imibiko elakho ukubangela ukuthandabuza kwebandla leDemocratic Party ngoBiden. Usomlomo walelidale uMike Johnson uthi,
I think they know they have a serious problem, but it's not just political. It's not just the Democratic Party. It's the entire country. We have a serious problem here. Because we have a president.
Ngibona sengathi labo bayakwazi ukuthi balodubo olukhulu. Kodwa akusilo dubo lwezombusazwe kuphela kumbe olwebandla lamaDemocrats. Ludubo lwelizwe lonke. Silodubo lapha ngoba silomongameli okhanyayo ukuthi akalawo amandla okukhokhela. Isikhathi esiyingozi kakhulu lesi.
Ucwaningo oluqhutshwe ngemva kwengxoxompikiswano ne-CNN luveza ukuthi abasekeli bebandla lama-Democrats labavoti abakucelela ama-Democrats abayisilinganiso sokungamachumi amahlanu lasithupha ekhulwini, i-56%, sebesithi bengaba lethuba elingcono elokunqoba nxa bemelwe ngomunye ongayisuye Biden. Imikhankaso yonke iba lendubo ezijiyeneyo, kodwa imibuzo ngempila kahle kaBiden izahlala ikhona, kutsho usikhwicamfundo Jeremy Suri owe-University of Texas.
He might still win this election. In fact, he still might be the favorite to win this election if he stays in. But his campaign was hoping that the debate would put the concerns about his health to rest.
Ulakho ukunqoba kulolu khetho. Iqiniso ngelokuthi ulakho ukuba nguye othandwa ngabavoti abanengi nxa engaqhubeka ngokuncintisa kulolu khetho. Kodwa umkhankaso wakhe ubulethemba lokuthi ingxoxompikiswano le izaqeda ukukhathazeka kukaZulu ngempila kahle yakhe. Ukukhathazeka lokhu akusoze kuphele. Kuzaqhubeka kuze kufike usuku lokhetho.
Umkhankaso kaTrump awuzange uhlangane loZulu kuliviki ukhuphe umbiko othi, sizaqhubeka ngokuqinisa impumelelo kamongameli Trump ukubuthanisa imali esiyidingayo ukuze sinqobe, njalo singena kuhlandla elilandelayo sikhangelele ukunqoba kabanzi. UTrump unanze usuku lwenkululeko ngombiko awuthumele ebulenjini kuwebsayithi yakhe eyeTruth Social website esithi iMelika ilembali enhle kakhulu.
We will never forget that we are Americans and the future belongs to us. The spirit of American independence.
Asisoze sikhohlwe ukuthi siyizizalwane zeMelika njalo ikusasa ngelethu. Umoya wenkululeko yeMelika awusoze uphele. Uzahlala ukhona kuze kube naphakade. Ngilifisela lonke usuku lwenkululeko oluhle.
Ngalesi sikhathi ibandla lama-Republicans lulungiselela umhlangano walo omkhulu owe-convention kuyona linyanga uTrump ulakho ukuphathiswa ikungaqhubi kuhle kukaBiden, kutsho usikhwicamfundo Suri owe-University of Texas.
What Donald Trump would want to do, it seems to me, is not only to show vigor, but to show reasonableness.
UDonald Trump angafuna ukukwenza ikutshengisa ukuthi ungumuntu ozwisisayo, hathi ukuveza ukuthi usalamandla kuphela, ukwenzela ukuthi kungabi ngomncintiswano ophakathi komkhokheli olamanga loseluphele, kodwa kube ngomncintiswano phakathi koseluphele lozwisisayo.
UBiden loTrump sebesele lamalanga alikhulu lamachumi amabili lanhlanu, 125, ukukhankasa kukhetho lukamongameli oluzaqhutshwa ngolwezi. Udaba loluqoqwe intatheli zindaba ye-VOA uScott Stearns lalwethulelwa yimi uDabo Kancube owe-Studio 7.
Saba kakhulu uDabo Kancube. Kwamanje sike sizwe imibono kahulumende weMelika.
ELeSyria lisesimeni esibi kakhulu, futhi zonke inkinga zalo ngeke zilungiseke ngaphandle kokuthi kulungiswe ezombusazwe kuqala, kutsho iUnited Nations. Phezu kokubhidlika komnotho lodlakela, indlala iyadlondlobala ngoba ezenotho lazo azimanga kuhle. Abantu baseSyria badinga usizo lokudla kanye lokuthi bafinyelele zonke indawo. Kodwa esikhathini esinengi usizo lolu kabalutholi ngoba amacele achiyeneyo avimba izimota ezithwele lolu ncedo. Isimo sibi, ikakhulu enkambeni ye-Rugban, lapho okuhlala khona abantu abadudulwe yimpi emhlubulweni wangempumalanga ye-Syria. Uhulumende weMelika uzimisele ukuqhubeka elandela izimiso ze-United Nations ngokuphathisa abadinga uncedo ngazo zonke indlela, okugoqela ukweqa imingcele ukuze afinyelele abadinga usizo. Kutsho isikhonzi seMelika ku-United Nations u-Ambassador Linda Thomas Greenfield. Uhulumende ka-Assad yena kayingeni leyo. Siya kubona lokhu empumalanga kusiya ngasezansi ye-Syria, lapho izenzo zikahulumende encediswa ngele-Russia esezidale khona ukuhlupheka kwabantu okukhulu. Okweminyaka emine, uhulumende we-Syria uvimba i-United Nations ukufinyelela inkulungwane zabantu ezihlala enkambeni ye-Rugban, okuyinto efake abantu laba engozini enkulu. Sokule nyanga ezimbili uhulumende evimbile kulindawo. Kathesi sokulokusilela kokudla kanye lezinto zokwelaphisa abagulayo, okufaka inkulungwane zabantu makhaza engozini yemikhuhlane kanye lendlala. Elemelika likhuthaza uhulumende ka-Assad ukuthi avumele i-United Nations avule indlela eziya enkambeni ye-Rugban ukuze abantu batholiswe imfuno zabo, kutsho u-Ambassador Thomas Greenfield.
Le yimibono kahulumende weMelika. Kwezemidlalo, ikomiti eqoqa imidlalo yama-Olympics eZimbabwe, eZimbabwe Olympics Committee ithi izakwazisa ngeviki ezayo iqembu elizamela ilizwe emidlalweni yalonyaka yama-Olympics eParis kwele France. Umkhokeli weZimbabwe Olympic Committee uTabani Gonye ukhuluma ngodaba lolu loDaba kaNcube weStudio 7.
Kulabantu abangu-5 asebe-qualified kufika namhlanje. Ngingakhuluma mina ngithi u-Isaac Mpofuli yamazi owe-marathon uyaqala ukuqualifya, bese kubuya u-Stephen Cox owenza i-event okuthiwa i-single men's scouts we-rowing, bese kubuya ukuthiwa Mthapi wamakarawu owenza i-sprint ye-200 meters ye-men, bese kubuya unkazana okuthiwa nguRuthendo Nyahora owenza i-women's marathon, bese kusiba lo Makanaka Ishe Charamba omunye waqeda ukuqualifya wenza 200 meters sprint. Ngokukhuluma esikwenzayo lokhu, amanye ama-national or international federations akhangeleka njengabe swimming, ukuthi abe-athletics, abe-golf, sebesekhangela i-ranking system ukuthi babone ukuthi kuphela kukaJuni lamalanga adluleyo lapha, so kuphele isikhahlandla lokuthi abantu baqualifye nge-time le-distance, bese bebona i-ranking ukuthi kulabanye yini laba kwanisa ukungena ngenumber eziyabe zikhangelelwe ngama-sport courts.
Likhangelele ukuthi liza kwenelisa ukwazisa uZulu iqembu elizamela iZimbabwe kulimidlalo nini?
Besikhangele ukuthi singakwanisa ukuannounce i-team kusasa, but sesimove forward to next week ukuthi siannounce i-team ezamelela iZimbabwe. Amandaba yethu sakhangela ukuthi azadlula i-5. Sikhangele ukuthi afika kubo 7, 8, 9 kumbe ku-10 kungafika kunapho, kusiya ngokuthi ama-rankings ethu aphume njani kuma-various sports codes. But ngiyakhangelela ukuthi kubo 8 siyakwanisa ukuthi ibe i-totali yama-athletes ezabuya e-Paris.
Amalungiselelo wona aseminjani?
Ulungiselela, yes, laba sebequalifyele sihlale silungisele ukuthi lapha abafana ukuya computer khona SET final preparation sebeyenzile, silamapane esemaplani esebenzelawo, njalo siyakwazi ukuthi ngokukhompyutha bazakwenza bazafaka konke abakwanisa ukuthi bakufake kuma-competition abo. Njengoba labo u-Isaac liyakwazi ukuthi ukukhompyutha kade kwenza bephuma kuma-top 10 bephuma sibili kuma-top positions, singabantu esingabakhangele ukuthi bakwanisa ukuthi bawine ama-medal, but asingeke sibafake thina ku-pressure ukuthi bayewina ama-medal. Bese ukhangeleka ukuthi bayekucincisa labanye bayenza ama competition yabo to the best of their ability ukuyaphuma kunokusakwemukela sibabona
lo ngumntabani konye umkhokheli weZimbabwe Olympics Committee obexoxa lo Dabuka Ncube weStudio 7 eseHarare. Uhlelo Woza Friday liviki sihamba leqembu elicula ingoma zokholo elevangeli lokuthula lona selethule idlalade elitsha. Leli qembu lidabuka ePlumtree kodwa licula ikwele South Africa. Nangumholi walo exoxa lo Ntukameli Komo weStudio 7.
Unkulunkulu uyayiphendula imithandazo
wakholwa kuyo ufana ngeqiniso nawakuzimisela
unkulunkulu uyayiphendula imithandazo
wakholwa kuyo ufana ngeqiniso nawakuzimisela
sarivonani igama nguSambulo Moyo ngidabuka ePlumtree kokhame esigodini sakwaSindisa. Manje le esinayo i-album yesibili sike siyabuya neyokuqala nje ebenesihloko esithi VIP ne eyamanje isihloko sayo sithi hlalani kubaba.
Abangathanda ukuthenga umculo wenu kumbe ukuxhumana lani balithola njani?
Ibangithola kulezi number ku 073-694-1424. Ngitholakala futhi ku 063-073-4300 o ku 076-894-0465. Yakwazi ukuthi itholakale ke kulezi number. Siyakwazi ukuthi sixoxisane futhi kamnandi nje kakhulu.
Abalandeli ubatshiyela wapha maso
njengalokhu sisakhula emculweni kusho ukuthi ngisasenesifiso mpela sokuthi ngifunde ngibe nolwazi noma ngabe kuyini ukufisa ukuthi sixoxisane ngakho. I-numbers khona lapho yakwazi ukunthinta sixoxisane futhi kakhulu futhi kabanzi noma ngabe kuyini ufuna ukukubuza kumbe nolwazi oluthile cause sisaludinga ulwazi.
Siyabonga qembu ivangeli lokuthula sibonge njalo lo Ntukameli Komo ngeWoza Friday kunampa lami bese ngikhuleka kunye okumangalisayo ukuthi libe lempela viki enhle elijukela kulaptop lamdlali ngakhohlwa phela ukuthi isixoxa ngodaba lamlangako othi sechiya isikhundla singekehlukani isihlobo othi sikhangele ezinye indawo ebezikhokhela. Abanye abantu bathakazelela umbiko kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa othi uzefuna ukusuka esikhundleni kodwa kulabanye abakuzaniphepha bathi kumele ahlale angayindawo. Nabaphathi bezikolo bahlutshwa ngabantwana asebethatha izidakamizwa santando. Siqhuba lapha-ke uhlelo lwethu lwamhlanje oluyibhalanisa ngenjabulo ngumthembu osithembayo uGibbs Dube Vilale.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.